right, friends. Welcome. The John DeBella Show Daily Podcast is here. This is Friday's show, April 3rd. All the best moments of today's morning show in one neat, tidy podcast for your listening enjoyment. We started out by teasing our hair. No, comedian Vinny Brand. He joined us today. Later in the podcast, you will hear him. Always a hit when he shows up on the show. He's quarantined in Jersey, but that didn't stop him from making an appearance. Athlete donations were a topic of discussion today before featuring our daily feature. Now, yeah, the COVIDiot of the day. Our Netflix watch party is happening, if you haven't heard about it, Saturday night, 8 p.m. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And the irony of that movie title is not lost on me for an isolation watch party. Yes, many days off being experienced right now, which is why we're doing this. We had a lot of fun last week with our virtual happy hour. So join us for this week's edition, the virtual movie watch party. All the details are on WMGK.com. We checked in with our oldest living celebrities to see how they're doing. Heard about Texas's toilet paper policy and played a fun game called Tiger or King today. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Later on this morning, we'll be talking to Vinny Brand, right, who has been shut in his house for a couple of weeks now with three children. So this should be rather interesting.
Comedy club that's out of business.
Yeah, well, two comedy clubs.
Yeah, one in Connecticut.
Yeah, well, they're not out of business. They're closed.
I wonder if he's doing any farming.
Right, right. Oh, on his gentleman's farm?
You would think so.
All right, right. Yes, he is such a country gentleman, living in the middle of, you know, Brick, New Jersey, or wherever the hell it is he lives. But we'll be talking to Vinny at 8:10 this morning. Plus, we're going to get to the Tiger King game. Have you been watching? How much have you watched this at all?
I'm going to pick it up again this week, and I'm only 20 minutes in.
Okay.
I'm two episodes in.
You're two episodes in. I didn't make it through a full episode. I made it through a full episode. I didn't make it to two. All right? You know,
it's a lot to absorb.
Yeah, yeah. But supposedly, by the time you get to episode three, all hell breaks loose.
Correct. That's
and it's what, seven or eight episodes?
Yeah, seven,
yeah.
I think.
All right. So, but we will play the Tiger King game, and you don't have to watch the show in order to play this game.
You just had to be alive for at least in that last 20 plus years.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. You should be able to make it through.
I know who it is! I know who the monster is!
All right, let's hear it!
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on! Who is it? Tell us!
It's John DeBella.
It is a soul!
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one!
I am!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
I've got a question. Do you hear about Bryce Harper? The donation?
No.
Bryce Harper donated $500,000.
Cool.
For COVID-19 relief, right, to both Las Vegas and Philadelphia. So it's $250,000.
All right, his two homes. That's cool.
His two homes, right.
Yeah,
right.
That's really cool.
And it got me to thinking, and, you know, not that I've made some massive donation to this problem, but with all of the insane money that sports figures make.
Right.
Don't you think more of them should be stepping up? I mean, some have, you know, and some owners have, right? But when you think about these guys who are making $30 million a year,
right,
what the hell is a half a mil to you? You won't even feel it, and you get to deduct it, you know?
I have no argument against
it. That's a great point. Yeah, at least toss them to the peanut vendor or something.
Yeah, I know. I mean, when you've got somebody like, you know, Alex Rodriguez, right, who is no longer playing, right? Obviously, he made a lot of money while he was.
Okay.
He donated $1 million. Jay Lowe donated $1 million.
Right.
A lot of celebrities are donating money, but you don't hear about that many sports people. And you guys are making F loads of money. So it's time to cough it up, kids.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa!
102.9. MGK.
It was really windy when I got out of the car this morning.
Yeah, it was windy for me as well. Almost blew my door into one of our station's vans.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, mother of God.
Oh, my God.
Closed.
Speak of the devil.
It was almost a Fanatic van that I took out.
Seriously.
Garbage.
I was like, wow, that was a realistic sound effect.
It would give them something to talk about.
Yeah, right.
48 degrees outside, a high of 54. There could be a passing shower this morning, but basically it's going to be a cloudy weekend with temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s, but 48 right now. Of course, at 8 o'clock this morning, another $500 coming your way. We'll give you the keyword. You got multiple ways to send that in to us. And if you do, and you're the person that's selected by the computer, well, then you get $500 from MGK. Keep in mind, though, you know, we open that up for 15 minutes. We say it at 8 o'clock. At 8:15, we shut it down. So you got to make sure you get it in that time. But between 8:15 and 8:45, you could get a phone call from a number you don't recognize. It could be us telling us that you won $500, because if you don't answer, we move on to another call. Some guy called in yesterday. Hmm. Goes, why did you guys call me twice?
Yep.
Well, that's because we were trying to give you $500, but you never answered the phone.
Oof.
Right? So it ended up going to somebody else, like Annabelle Sanchez. She got it in the 6 o'clock hour yesterday. Who's going to get it in the 8 this morning? Could be you, but remember to answer the phone. It is time once again, ladies and gentlemen, seeing that we have managed to do this every day this week. It's time for us to get to the COVIDiot of the day. And this time we go across the world to the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko.
All right.
Lukashenko.
Whatever.
Seems legit.
Right. And he claims that there's no virus there, none in his country at all, and insists that the country stays open for business, even though even go to a hockey game on the weekend so that thousands could get together and spread this. Because he says no, right? If someone should, by some odd reason, right, manage to get the coronavirus, he has got a simple way to cure it. Okay. Vodka and a sauna.
I knew alcohol was going to be involved. Well, Eastern Europe.
He recommends washing your hands with vodka, as well as drinking at least 100 milliliters to clean your inside out after refreshing yourself with a visit to the sauna.
Where's the lie, John?
All right. He also says that tractors can cure everyone. Right?
Wait, tractors?
Tractors, yes. He believes that everyone should go out into the field, get on the tractor, and, you know, do whatever you're going to do with the tractor.
What year is it?
Now he lost me.
I have no idea.
Hop on a combine and do shots.
Right, by the way, there are currently 100 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Belarus.
Open the saunas.
You are an idiot.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. I guess we can get a little coronavirus song on here.
Binging on TV. This virus is skeevy. All of the kids bored out of their heads. But this booze in the blender had it since December. Now I'll keep drinking till I hit the bed. Wasting away again in Quarantinaville. Feel like I'm just locked in a vault.
Vault.
Some people claim that Obama's to blame, but I know not his own damn fault.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, it is going to be Netflix party time. Netflix party time. Kind of like peanut butter and jelly time. It's like Netflix.
Please don't sing that song.
God.
And hopefully you are going to join us. Time is 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Genre of movie, it was comedy.
All right.
And the number one pick of the films that we put up there. Remember all the films we put up yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. It was Murder Mystery, The Other Guys, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Lethal Weapon, and The Interview.
Mm-hmm.
The winner is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
All right. A classic.
All right. So we could all comment on the 70s. Right? And what's going on?
80s.
Is it an 80s film?
Yeah,
80s film?
Yeah,
all right. Well, I'll comment on the 80s and what was going on, what's going on the screen. Isn't he the sausage king of some kind?
Abe Froman.
Abe Froman.
Oh, God, yeah. I forgot about that.
The sausage king. Yeah. So that will be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Now, in order to be in on the party, if you're going to be part of it, you got to send an email to netflixparty@wmgk.com, because we've got to send you a code that will allow you to join the party. And you'll probably get that code sometime between 6 and 8 o'clock on Saturday night. All right, okay. So once you've got the code, tune in at 8 o'clock, and you'll be able to text with us throughout the movie as we watch the film. Right now, we'll check in with Cindy. I get the strangest feeling you're really happy it's that movie.
I am. I actually voted for Murder Mystery because it's the only one I haven't seen, and it's supposed to be terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep hearing that, too.
That's what we kept getting texted there. But we were trying to pick films from Netflix. They're not really, you know, up to date with their comedies. Boy, if you want a comedy special, they got more than enough of them.
That's true, yeah.
Right, right. But comedy films, they're really kind of limited on, so.
But can you believe Randy's never seen a Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Come on.
Really?
So this is going to be a new experience for him.
Really? Well, what is it? Steve, haven't you not seen the first three Star Wars films or something?
Oh, the episodes 1, 2, and 3, the ones that came out in the...
Oh, the new ones.
Yeah, the ones that are crap.
Yeah, exactly.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Do you know what one of the most interesting questions that people have about coronavirus, or their question, like, everybody's in their homes, you know, whether you're working from home or just, you know, stuck there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. People have been asking over and over again about celebrities, older celebrities, and what condition they are in.
Checking in on them.
Checking in. Number one question they're asking about is Betty White. How is Betty White doing? And Betty White is doing just fine.
Thank God.
All right? And what is it? Betty is 98 years old. But not... I got to tell you something. You want to grow old, right? Become a Hollywood star. Listen to these people. All right. Remember Hugh Downs? Hugh Downs used to do the evening news.
Yeah.
Did whatever that magazine show was on...
2020?
2020. Was it the original 2020? Yeah. All right. He's 99 years old.
Wow.
All right. He retired from 2020 and, you know, handed it off to Barbara Walters. Right.
Who's also 120 years old.
No. Barbara's younger. Barbara is, I've got it somewhere here. But Betty White, 98. Carl Reiner, 98.
Barbara's 90.
Barbara's 90?
Yeah.
All right. Carl Reiner is 98.
Mm-hmm.
97-year-old Norman Lear, still alive.
Oh,
the man
wow.
behind All in the Family, Good Times, The Jeffersons, Sanford and Son, One Day at a Time. Bob Barker is 96, but he has been basically in self-isolation for a while now,
okay.
Right? Mainly because TMZ says he's been self-quarantined at home in L.A. since his immune system is pretty banged up long before this virus
right,
came
that,
along.
Right, that makes sense.
He's got lots of animal friends to keep him company.
Yeah, he does, right? Right. Jimmy Carter is 95.
Okay.
All right. Eva St. Marie, remember? Do you know Eva St. Marie?
Who's that?
That's the woman in... North by Northwest and On the Waterfront.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Old Hitchcock. Yep.
Yeah. Cecily Tyson is 95. Angela Lansbury is 94. Right. I don't know if there's any. That's the mystery that she has to deal with right now. How did I live to 94? All right. Dick Van Dyke, 94. Mel Brooks, 93. And they're all sheltering in. They're all you know.
Mel Brooks made a funny video actually with his son.
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
You should post that.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay, no,
of him in self isolation through the glass.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's really funny. Who else is on that list?
David Attenborough's on it. Cloris Leachman. Wild ass.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
Thank you. Cloris Leachman. Tony Bennett's 93. I mean, the list goes on, but I can't just stay spend the day reading these people off. But they're all healthy and staying confined, and they're all living in California.
Is Tom Hanks still with us, by the way?
Tom Hanks is home.
Okay.
Him and his wife, Rita, are doing just fine. Oh, really?
This is the
song you chose to go to? All right. You know, this is what happens when I don't look at the log and Steve just goes off on his own. Nice to theme out with this.
They're close.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Before joining Journey, Jonathan Cain was in The Babies with John Waite.
Okay.
And he had written this song, and Waite didn't like it at all. So one day he gets together with Steve Perry, and Perry's like listening to it and goes, wait a second, we got something here. Well, let Steve explain it.
Jonathan Cain had just joined Journey. He had just quit The Babies. And he brought over a Wurlitzer piano that he had been using on a Babies tour. And he said, I have this idea. John Waite didn't like it. I says, well, what's wrong with it? He says, well, he thought it was too syrupy. And he played the melody. I says, well, all I can tell you is that's a beautiful melody. And I think we should write a song around it and finish this thing. We finished it together that day.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I'm still having a hard time hearing this microphone this morning. All right.
It's weird. It's in and out.
It's yeah. faint.
Something is wrong, and it's driving me absolutely
It probably
bonkers.
Sounds fine in the car.
Yeah,
it's just we have headphones on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our compression kicks ass.
Yeah, okay.
We saw that last week.
But 48 degrees outside right now. Possible morning shower. I think that possibility is long over. Basically a cloudy day today, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, with temperatures right now high of 54. Saturday and Sunday, 57 to 62 degrees. 48 degrees outside right now. So you know, I'm not the biggest fan of the state of Texas. I mean, I like the state of Texas. I like their state of mind. I think the people are swell.
Their barbecue.
Right. Their barbecue is great. Yeah. You know, their football team
sucks.
Yeah.
Boo. Get out.
But every once in a while, they do something that's so ridiculously stupid that it just, you know, and it stands to reason, because without fail, every year when they tally up with the school systems in the nation, Texas is always one of the bottom three.
All right.
Okay. With the toilet paper shortage that's going on, right? The Texas Department, Sid Miller is the head of the Texas Department of Agriculture, and he has asked the governor to temporarily lift the English language requirements on packaging. Now, when you think of the amount of Hispanics that live in Texas,
is it going to save on ink? Is that his
no
theory?
But here's the thing: Mexico has a massive amount of toilet paper that they could sell to Texas, that they could bring into the state.
Uh-huh.
But because it's in Spanish, we know how to use it no matter what the instructions say.
It's a pretty universal product.
You know, because everything's in Spanish, they won't let it into the state.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'll take it if they're selling cheap.
Yeah.
Contact me, Mexico.
Hey, I'll take it at full price. You know,
absolutely.
Like, give me a, especially, you know what, Mexico, send it here. Send it to Philadelphia. Whatever you need, we'll come up
with
the
shipping.
Money. We'll pay the shipping.
Start a GoFundMe.
Send a truck on up. I can guarantee you we'll have cash in your hand in about an hour and the truck will be empty.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. Best of all, I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
At 8:10 this morning, we will speak to the quarantined Vinnie Brand. All right, comedian Vinnie Brand will join us from his home. This should be great. The idea of this guy being locked up in his house for a couple of weeks, he's got to be climbing the walls with all those kids and everything. But we'll talk to him in 8:10. But right now, we're getting ready for the Tiger King game. If you've seen this series, Tiger King, it is, let's put it this way. You can't get too far into any one episode without your mouth dropping open. All right? I mean, there are so many twists and turns. The characters, you know, that guy who plays his husband, right?
This is a mockumentary?
Who was
I knew it was Christopher Guest.
Who was his husband? I'm sorry about that. You mean in all that time, he loved him so much, couldn't buy him teeth?
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Seriously.
Right?
Maybe there's a reason for that.
Steve, thinking like I was.
Yeah, okay, it's very possible. It's very, very possible. But we're looking for players. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, because we're going to play the Tiger King game. What we're going to do is we're going to give you a category. What would you call it?
A clue. We give you a clue to guide you to an answer, and every answer will have Tiger or King in the answer. So really, it has nothing to do with the Tiger King show.
Yeah, you don't have to watch a show.
Other
just
than the word Tiger and King.
All right.
Example we gave was Golf Pro
Tiger Woods.
Correct.
All right. So, you know, so we'll go on from there. If you want to be in on this, 215-263-WMGK, the number to call. And if you get it right, if you get, three out of five?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you get three out of five, we'll give you a digital download of Sonic the Hedgehog that the kids would enjoy when you are at home. All right, and give you something new and fresh to watch. And if we need more prizes, we only got a couple of those.
Right.
And if we need more prizes, we do have Hobbs and Shaw on DVD. We got a lot of new movies on DVD. The problem is we have no way to mail them out right now. So if you could wait for it, that's fine. If you, I don't know, maybe we can
Figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
If you want something different, we have to mail, we'll get it to you.
All right.
I'll throw it to you.
So, Tanner, make sure you get their addresses, too. So, 215-263-WMGK, the number to call. Now, let's start the Tiger King game with Jason this morning. Good morning, Jason. How you doing?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you.
Where are you, Jason? Are you shacked up at home? You're going to work? What is your story?
I just got to work. I work at a retailer. We ship items out online for people.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully you will stay safe and healthy. Now, you understand what you got to do. We're going to give you five questions here, right? And the answer will be Tiger or King to each and every one of them. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Steve, get them going.
All right, Jason. Frosted Flakes mascot.
Tony the Tiger.
Nice.
Good start.
That is correct.
Good
All right.
Start.
Puppet on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I don't know. Tiger something. I don't remember.
All right. Do we want to save that one?
Let's save it.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Here's an easy one. Song from Rocky III.
Eye of the Tiger.
All right. All right. One more.
One more, and you get yourself a digital download.
Author.
Stephen King.
Stephen King.
Nice and easy.
Well done. Very good. You got yourself a digital download. Let's move on over to Drew. Good morning, Drew.
Hey, Drew,
there's a reason why we tell you to turn down your radio. Because if I try to continue this conversation with your radio on, you're not going to know who to talk to. Do you have it turned down now?
You have it turned down now, Drew?
Right.
Cool, Drew.
Trying to get you a cool movie here,
Drew,
bro.
Drew ran to the other side of the room.
It's off.
Okay.
All right, Drew, you understand? Where are you from, Drew?
Westchester.
Okay. And are you quarantined at home right now, or are you an essential worker?
I'm quarantined.
Okay. All right. Again, he says. All right. You understand what you got to do, so get him started, Dave.
All right. Starting off easy. How about a Major League Baseball team?
The Detroit Tigers.
There we go.
Nicely done.
Nice one for Drew.
How about a Shakespeare play?
King Lear.
Oh, wow. I did not think he was pulling that one out.
Neither did I. I would have lost impressive. Big money on that one.
All right. For the win here, purveyor of burgers.
Burger King.
There we go.
Sweet. Well done, Drew.
Wow. Okay, Drew, you got a copy of Sonic the Hedgehog. Let's go on over to Ray, and this will be our last player this morning. Good morning, Ray. How you doing?
Booyakasha, John.
Booyakasha, Ray. Okay, Steve. Ray, you understand what you got to do, don't you?
Yep.
Okay, Steve, get him started.
All right, Ray. Pain-relieving ointment.
Pain-relieving
Tiger Bomb.
Tiger Bomb.
Nice. Wow.
All right. Very good. Okay.
Los Angeles hockey team.
Los Angeles King.
Yes. Yeah,
very Ooh. Good. All right.
All right. And if you get this one right, you win. Jungle Book orangutan.
King Louis.
Oh nice
good.
Pull.
Very yes. good. All right. We've got all our winners for this morning, but as long as we made you listen to that in the background,
yes.
let's play it in full.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
You know, when it comes to shut-ins, one of the people you always want to talk to is Vinnie Brand, because if there's anything that could drive anyone crazy, it's being in a room with him. He is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you feeling?
I feel great. Healthy as all hell.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I've been thinking about you a lot, because you're in what we call the ultra, ultra high, super high, how old is that guy risk group. And that's why I'm not allowed in studio, people.
Hey, dude, if you wanted to drive down, we're more than willing to have you in the studio.
I want to come down. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, I'm healthy as can be. I've been quarantined because of my personality for months before the coronavirus hit. And secondly, this would be the greatest time to drive there. I think I could do the drive now in about 18 minutes, because no cops pulling anybody over. I've been driving around. I never smoked pot before now, but I've been smoking pot, drinking 115 miles an hour. Giving cops the finger. You can make great time.
I mean, it is amazing getting out on the roadways at any time of the day right now.
It's dead. And the other day, my wife goes, come on, let's go get a cup of Starbucks. There's a drive-through Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
It's about 6 miles from my house. So I'm like, yeah, okay. And I look at my watch. I'm like, all right, we'll be there in 3.5 minutes. And I get on the road. I swear to God, I get behind the only human being that just isn't speeding. I'm like, how is this possible that I'm behind the only jackass? And my wife's going, he's got nowhere to go. I'm like, well, then get off the road.
Let me guess, Prius?
No, it was not a Prius. This guy had horsepower. This guy was a complete waste of space, time, and engineering. I want to say to everybody, have you seen what's going on in Lakewood, New Jersey?
No. What's going on in Lakewood?
Okay, so for all you people that aren't familiar with Lakewood, Lakewood is a heavy, heavy community of Hasidic Jewish people, and they're having 500-person weddings during the quarantine.
What?
Yes, 500 people together at a wedding. Now, I got to tell you something. I, my entire life, looked for reasons to get out of going to weddings. Quarantine. I'm in heaven. Quarantine. Yeah, I'd love to go, but I can't quarantine. And these people are getting together 500 strong.
That's insane.
It's insane. They're giving them tickets, but court isn't open. Listen, I know we're on a Philly station, but I'm telling you, this is the best time to be alive. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't do anything illegal. So,
Hold on a second. You can't say you don't do anything illegal, because if I'm correct, you set loose a whole pack of raccoons right in a state park.
Okay. Other than wildlife release. So today, I might burn my shed down. I'm not sure. I'm just having fun. You got to have fun during the quarantine. So,
now, what's it like being quarantined? How many of the kids are home?
There are three of the six.
Okay. And what's it like being quarantined with three small children?
You know, we had a big meeting. It was like a draft pick. The top three picks get to live here. The other three are out there vying for themselves. Are you quarantined with just you and your wife?
Well, we've got the dogs. You know, we didn't kick them out. But no, it's just the two of us.
So we're expecting 9 months from now a little quarantined Bella baby.
Yeah, you got a snowball's chance in hell at that.
Nine months from now, we'll be able to finally plan John's funeral after Lisa.
There's two things that I know for sure are going to happen in the future. One is divorce lawyers are going to be so wealthy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. And in about 30 days, there's going to be a lot of old-looking people all around the country, but especially in the big cities, because none of these people can go get their Botox shots. They can't get their collagen fillers, right? You know,
Yeah. If
we get into the summertime and people haven't been able to get their waxing done,
Ooh. You
better be in a skirt when you go to the damn beach.
It's the 70s all over again.
Oh, when you called me before, I was just getting on my Peloton bike.
Uh-huh. I knew it. Yeah. Right.
I love that damn thing. If you don't have a Peloton, you got to get one, because like I've told you on air in the past, I can race people, and now I'm racing more people than ever, and I'm kicking the snot out of them. I'm just bashing. There's an old lady in Georgia, and he races every... I torment her. And what I do is I see her coming up, and I let her get past me, and then I pass her, but just by a little bit, and I let her pass me again. And I keep reading the obituaries to see when I kick her off. But I'm hanging tight.
Now, have you spoken to many other comics, and how are they doing?
All the comics, they're nervous as hell. Well, there's two layers of comics, right? There's the filthy rich, and they're fine.
Right.
And then there's the meat and potato guys that are really hurting, and they're nervous.
So you got two groups of comedians. You got the meat and potato people, and then all of the ones who have Pelotons.
Have you offered any farm work for them?
Well, what I did do, I ordered 50 chickens. Wow. And I ordered a stock mitigation kit.
Okay, what is that?
A .22 rifle. My wife goes, are you really going to shoot that fox? And I go, listen, we're about 3 days away from Whole Foods not having eggs. The brands are going to have eggs and no fox. She's mad at me. She's like, well, can't you do something else? And I'm like, all right, let me order a crossbow. And...
I've got an idea. Yeah. Why don't you get a cage, catch him, and release him in a state park?
Well, if hard to catch a fox in a cage. Now, what the Division of Wildlife told me is that I swear to God, I can dig an 8 by 8 by 8 foot hole and lure him onto a trap door and then drop him into the 8 foot hole, and then the fox will not be hurt. I go, okay, what do I do with it then? And I swear to God, he goes, well, then you can shoot it. I'm like, what the hell? What kind of plan is that? That's a lot more labor intensive than my original plan.
Well, you can check out Vinny. His Twitter handle is Vinny-Brand. Of course, on Facebook, he's Vinny Brand Comic. And you can always check out what's happening at the Stress Factor. You have any idea when you're going to open again?
I predict June 1.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Listen, I'll tell you something else. Everybody, hang in there. It's going to be okay. Do what they're asking you to do. Stay the hell home and buy Stress Factory gift cards. That's what all the companies are. They're all recommending the same thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.